One of the main behaviors of a true believer is to repent when we sin. All of us sin. Sometimes we sin without even knowing it. Sometimes we sin by making a mistake. And yet other times we sin knowing full well what we're doing. Whatever the case may be, we need to realign ourselves with our Creator. That means that when we repent, we need to take action to distance ourselves from the sin that brought us to our knees in the first place. And Paul puts it like this in Acts 26, the second part of verse 20, which says, "I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds." Paul says this to King Agrippa at the tail end of his conversion story, that he preaches that we should repent and turn to God and prove our repentance by our deeds. I kind of compare this concept to the earthly relationships that we have with our loved ones. If we sin against them, it wouldn't make much sense if we just said sorry, then continued hurting them as if we never said anything at all. If we did, our quote, repentance wouldn't mean much. It only matters when we back up those words with deeds, or as Paul puts it, if we prove our repentance by our deeds. And the deeds that I think he's referring to here is to take action to not sin in the same way again. In fact, we need to do a 180. Not only should we stop sinning, but we need to pursue righteousness as well.
If you'd like to send us a comment, or if you're dealing with something in your life that you'd like prayer for, we'd love to hear from you. Just email your comment or prayer request to writecmv@hotmail.com. That's writecmv@hotmail.com.
Paul says that we are to prove our repentance by our deeds. And that can be very hard, especially if your sin amounts to a form of addiction. But the idea of repentance starts in the heart. We have to feel sorry for what we've done and decide that we're going to stop sinning and stop continuing our addiction. And by ourselves, this is impossible. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. I encourage you, if you're dealing with a sin addiction, first remember what Paul says in Ephesians 6. Every day, put on the full armor of God. Pray for protection and help. And he says that when we've done everything to stand, stand. But you can't do that until you truly repent by taking change seriously. Because when we do, we're proving our repentance by our deeds.
Thank you for listening to the Lord of My Life podcast. And be sure to visit our website at ktfproductions.com.